in the Mirah. So the discussion of what the Brach of Yom Kippur is. The first of the Ramban was that the Brach of Yom Kippur is a Brach that's on the Halel. That's the first Mahalach. It is a Brach on the Halel. And how can it be that it's not smukh l'chavirta? It is. You make a bracha to begin halal. That's the first mahalach. You make a bracha ligma to halal, and then you end up yalulukha. That was the first mahalach. That was on Amad Aleph. So you got a hefsek in your mitzvah. How can you have a hefsek? That we saw yesterday, come become a rise, you can have a sikim in your mitzvahs, there's no problem. If that's how the institute is originally, you can have a sikim. That was the first malach. The first malach again in the Ramban, if you have halalucha, you have a bracha beforehand, if you have two brachas on halal, and the break in the middle is of no relevance. Let me start being a high goyin. He said, it's not true. You don't make a bracha beforehand. So if you don't make a bracha beforehand, then how can you make a bracha afterwards? Okay, what was the answer to that question? So being a high goyin. So if you don't make a bracha before, and how can you make a bracha afterwards?
We said one somewhere.
Yeah, that was the first mahalach. Oh. Yeah, that was the first mahalach. So it comes up in a high going, you don't make a bracha before. When a high going said that somebody makes a bracha before, and mishas, you know, you have to tell him to be quiet. So you don't make a bracha beforehand. So how can you make a bracha afterwards? Okay, the klal was, whenever you make a bracha before, afterwards you must make a bracha beforehand. What do you say? Right. It's not part of a new mitzvah of halal. If it be a new mitzvah of halal, you'd be right. You'd have to make a bracha beforehand. But it's not. It's just a bracha of shir. We've just given a nice shivitzit nisayim, and now we're saying a bracha of shir at the end. And that's why he says, it's called, the Gemara asks, what's Birchus HaShir? First of all, we call it a funny name, and then the Gemara asks, why is it called Birchus HaShir? What is the Birchus HaShir? They never asked anywhere else when we're talking about Hanel, what's Birchus HaShir? They never discussed that. What's the name, the bracha that you say at the end of Hanel? Because it's possible, it's Siyad Alucha. But today, where... This is not the Ikisugya of Hanel. The Ikisugya of Hanel says... says the Ran is in Lulavagodl, in Lulavarava. Right? If you look in he says Daflamat Tesamadarf, you mean Sukha Daflamat Tesamadarf. That was the Ikasugya there where we discussed all the Hilkatara. So that would be the place if you want to talk about what's the Brach of Halal to talk about it there, and he didn't. And then my Avada we knew it was always Yadalucha, that we always knew. And the reason why we're discussing it here is because here's a new type of bracha called Birchus HaShir, which has nothing to do with halal really, but it's just a bracha of shir.
The reason why it's given a name because
that's what
you do halal?
That's what he says, yeah.
The second bracha
also
has a second bracha.
There's only one bracha.
What?
The bracha of what? No,
in other words, they make on the second cup.
Yeah.
Right? But also, according to Ron, as he's about to say.
Let's not say something what he's about to say, but instead of him saying what he has said. Yeah. What he's about to say, we'll see together. Yeah, well, that's what he has said. The reason explains to have been a haigur. The reason why you make a bracha of Birchus HaShir is not a bracha of the mitzvah, not a bracha of halal, it's a Birchus HaShir, and a mela. And that's why the Gemara goes to town to explain what is Birchus HaShir. And he called it, Nafichav Shinu Shmo, changed its name, the Ka'ua Birchus HaShir, and called it Birchus HaShir. Kelaima She'ina Bracha Al Kriyas Halal. That's where we got up to. We are Ulaficha Chisemes, we stopped there. Ulaficha Chisemes Ve'ene Pesachas. It's in my print, it's on the first word in the line, on the handout that we gave out. It is over here, also the first word in the line. Ulaficha Shinu. No, the fifth one. The next one, Rafiqa Chisemes. These are two Rafiqa Chisemes of the other. Rafiqa Chisemes, Ve'ene Pesachas. That's why there's no the bracha doesn't begin with a bracha Hashem. We asked this to Ari yesterday. We had a question. If it's a bracha that's not smucha l'chaveta, then it should start with a baruch. So why did it not start with a baruch? Lafichach, chisem esenu sechev, ke'inyan shematzino birchus hashevach. Ke'inyan, similar shematzino to what we find, birchus hashevach, sheboyis bechassimo v'lo yisicha. That they come just concluding without a beginning. Kegoin al gshomim meidim anachna loch. There's a brach that you make for when gshomim come. It doesn't start with brach, just says meidim anachna loch. The chesem es vein epesachas. It ends without beginning. So you see that a bracha that's of shevach doesn't have the whole rules of brachis, and therefore it just ends off with a baruch and doesn't start with a baruch. Kach tirtzu b'zeh. So that's how they explain it. That's how they nahagre. So that's the second mahalach we've had in the Ran, at least now. Second mahalach about why, what exactly is the bracha of Yalulucha. What's the bracha of Yalulucha? Is the bracha of Yalulucha a birchus hamitzvah, a birchus of halal? That is how the Ramban understood, and the Hetzik's not a problem, and the bracha beforehand you say, or you don't say bracha beforehand, which is what Ben Haigrain says. If you don't make a bracha beforehand, how can you make a bracha at the end? That is only a birchus hashevach. Okay, if we stop here for a second, we have the Tosfos. Tosfos on Daf Kuf Yud Ches on Aleph asked, what's the chiddush that we say? You say Yalulucha, or you always say Yalulucha. The first test was with the priest that doesn't always say Yalulucha. But the second test was, there's a difference between night and day. Right? Which we said off the Rosh. Then in the night, you don't say a bracha to begin with. You only say a bracha after. What's the pshat? Why should that be? Why is the difference between night and day? Why is it that in the night you don't make a bracha before, you only make a bracha afterwards? So according to Islam, we have a different pshat. Because it's not a bracha of a mitzvah. If it's a bracha of a mitzvah, you make a bracha beforehand as well. It's not a bracha of a mitzvah. It's just part of the bracha that you say for shevach of Yitzis Mitzrayim. So mela, in the night time when you got chivas, if Yitzis Mitzrayim, you make a bracha of Yalulucha. But in the daytime, then you make a bracha beforehand as well, because then it's a birchus hamitzvah. Yeah?
Did Tosfos give a shot in Kuf Dal and Amud Beis for why you don't say?
Why you don't say, yeah, look, you have a completion there, so since it's next to Tzukim, so we know where the beginning is, so you don't need a boch. That was Tosfos pshat. Yeah, Tosfos is hell, but since it's next to Tzukim, just after Halo, so we know where the beginning of the bracha is. Okay. Timani. This is now the Ram having a go at Rabbeinu Haigoy. V'timani. I find it a wonder. And I've lost the place. Timani. Timkein. If you're right, that the bracha of Yalucha is only there as a birchus hasheh, im kein af birchus hasheh galono, loy haya liftoyach bebaruch, v'mnei tamzeh. Let's say again, v'timani is fred, im kein, if so, af birchus hasheh galono. Also the bracha of hasheh galono, loy haya loy liftoyach, should not have started with baruch, bebaruch, v'mnei tamzeh. Due to this reason, what do you mean by due to this reason? It's only Shevach. It shouldn't start with Baruch. It shouldn't start with Baruch if it's only Shevach. And yet, Asher Galanu starts with Baruch. If you're telling me the reason why you're saying is any else Shevach and not a mitzvah, and therefore there's no reason that starts with Baruch, so why does Asher Galanu start with Baruch? Right?
Can you say that maybe what he means by that is not to say that the actual text of Gashur, Asher Golana, is Shevach, and that's what makes it similar to Shirfat Hashir, but rather that since Hallel itself is not Torah Korin, but it's Amiras Shir, and therefore that you're saying it on the Hallel is not saying it on a mitzvah. You're not saying it on a mitzvah, you're just... it doesn't have like a connection to this one, therefore, and that's what makes it similar.
connection. In other words,
it's a brother that's like not on a mitzvah.
Say, it's definitely true. I say, Galanu is not on a mitzvah, I say, Galanu is a birchas shvach. So the question is, so says the Ram, if it's birchas shvach, then you shouldn't have to start with both. Right? So yesterday, Bavron came with a very strong question. A very, very strong question. Those of you that have Asher Galanu in front of you, but you don't, know that at the end of Asher Galanu, it says that we daven a bakasha. Kain, something or other. We should be zecha to be yomim and miyad mismechim. But we've got a bakasha as well. It's not just birchas Hashem. Since the bakasha, then that's why it starts with Baruch and ends in Baruch. And the Seis has told us that Baruch that has both Shevach and Bakasha starts and ends with the Baruch. And so Galanu does that. So therefore the Ran Kanarei doesn't hold on it. The Ran holds, since the point of this Bracha is the Shevach, it should just stop. It shouldn't start with Baruch. But we could answer the Ran. So the Ran asked Rabbeinu Haigayin, he doesn't understand, if you're right, you don't start with the Baruch because it's just Avichda Shevach, what do you do that Asher Galanu? So Ram wants to answer Rabbeinu Haigayin, which is right. Rabbeinu Haigayin will say, if Haigayin will say that the reason why Asher Galanu starts with both is because there's also a bit of Bakasha inside it. It's both Shevach and Bakasha. The Ram Kanarei doesn't hold that. The Ram holds, then what are you doing now? You're saying Shevach, that's the main point of this bracha, Shevach. And therefore the Ram asks the question. With Imani, so he asked, let's ever go over this question again. Din Kain, Af Birchat Asher Galanu, Loi Hoya Lomin Ipsech Vibor, should not have started with Baruch, in Nei Tamze, because of this reason. So because of this cash which the Ran asked, the Ran's now going to say his own Pshat. Not the Ramban, not Birchat Hamitzvah, not of Haigoyin, not the Birchat Hashevach, but something else. Bekav Ani Leima. The Birchas Yehalelucha, the Bracha Yehalelucha, Beleil Pesachim, on Leil Pesach, have Kismucha LeBirchas Asher Galanu. It's a Bracha Smucha LeChaverta. He's coming to answer the question which we asked. If you say you don't make a Bracha Mitzvah on Halal, you don't make Asher Galanu, so why don't you start Yehalelucha with the Bracha? Start Yehalelucha with the Bracha. Like Asher Galanu, like all mitzvahs, brachas that are not smuchas of chaverta. Says the Ran, you know why you don't make a smucha when you start yalucha? Because it is a smucha of chaverta. But not smucha of chaverta that you make the bracha Asher Galanu and say so of Lukas Hala. Not that one. A different smucha of chaverta. It's smucha of the bracha of Asher Galanu. Two brachas that you make on Seder night. Two special brachas, Asher Galanu and Yalucha. What's so special about those two brachas? Sheshrei and voice, both of those have come al mash and his chadesh belele psochim on that that was introduced on el psochim midalet kaisis. And we've got a mix of dalet kaisis. Which two cups of the dalet kaisis is a chiddush on Seder night? The case of kiddush, that's not a kiddush. The case of the mother is not a kiddush. So what's the kiddush?
2 and 4.
So for those two kaisis, number 2 and number 4, Chazal instituted a special bracha to say. So those are the unique ones that come the covered Seder night. So since the two are connected, now we know. And once we have two brachas that are connected, it's called smuchi. This is the first bracha on our cases. And this is the last bracha on our cases.
Unless they have two brachas that are connected in the fact that they have the same word in the title.
No. They were nitkan to be together. It's not a fact that they happen to be the same word. They were instituted to be together. This should be the first and this should be the last. That's called smuchas of chaverta.
Even though there's an
intervening
bracha
from the Right, even though you've got Hesek in between, like we said before, and there have been
you have the third kaisis,
you have the matzah, the mori in between, the common pesach in between. That doesn't matter because these two brachas were made as a pet. Therefore, that's called smucha lechaverta. Which bracha? What kind of voice?
The third and the fourth.
the fourth cup of wine. What are you saying? You make a bracha of Levanti. You made a bracha by Begoffin after it. You made by Begoffin after it. After Alelucham.
Attach
it to the Boker Goffin of Birz Mazen. It's got no kesher to it. What's the connection between Birz Mazen and it? Birz Mazen, you. Birz Mazen. No, my brother's not going to convert. It has to have some connection between them. In order to say it doesn't start with the bowl. No, it's not a number of connections. It's not a number of connections. It has to be a proper connection. You've had talent in between. There's a segment in between. If I could somehow connect it, you're right, but it's not connected. The brother before Allah and after Allah with a segment in between doesn't matter because they're connected. They're a pair. They're working together. The fact that I need both Begoffin and Bishop Mosin, which I would have done during the year as well. And then I say Halal. And then I end up the Alucha. Why am I not making brother before? Yes, sure.
Did you that same logic then for and you said the Rosh Hashanah and Yishabat are also connected?
They are.
So that would answer, you haven't been saying the specific between it, but on Shabbat, after you, there's a, just according to Yishabat, there aren't they Pesukim? How come there's no, you know, that makes the cut? So it's not connected, but it's still connected to the Rosh Hashanah if the two are a pair.
Yeah, the truth is that even by Nishmat is sukkim. So, I'm sukkim.
Well, no, it's not Nishmat. Except that right after Nishmat was...
Shekhar Az.
After Shekhar Az, there's a section, I think it's after...
It's Shemi after, yeah. Shemi after.
Okay.
Shemi? Yeah. Okay, so Mamela... But you're right anyway, you can have all the segments in the world. If you start with a bracha and you end with a bracha, if they're connected, it's good. So we made it as his parents. So when we make a bracha, Shagalanu, a lot of Rishayim ask, why is it we don't make a bracha on Abakasis? Why don't we make a bracha on Abakasis? Rishayim asked this. Alakin is matzi make a bracha. So why don't we make a bracha on the Abakasis? I didn't make it. So according to the Ram, on the two mitzvahs, the two cases that were in Nitzchadish, there are in fact two brachas that were instituted for them. According to the Ram. So where are we holding here? So the Pichach. So bracha is shen ishal kiddush. The first bracha on Kiddush after Shai Yom Tov Yibo, even on the other Yom Tov is coming. Chim Birchus Amazin, and who are the Birchus Amazin? I'm a Birchus Geula. The Yehaleluha, boys, they're coming on Mash and it's Chadish Beleil Zeh. And what was introduced on this night? And Birchus Donu Oistai, Oistai bracha. The Birchus Donu Oistai, they judge this bracha Shai Yehaleluha. Is smucha to something which is smucha because it's joining up with its pair. What's its pair? Shagalonim. So therefore, Shagalonim is also the bracha because it's the beginning of a bracha. And Yalucha doesn't start with the bracha because it's smucha to the bracha of Shagalonim.
I don't understand why, but I
understand what the bracha is. Because it's a new bracha. It's not a smucha to anything.
He had a reason why we got on this whole chart. He says that since this Kashir is not going, is Shvach, and it's not going on Halav, therefore it shouldn't have to follow the
Halav. That's what
Rabbi Nahag
said, yes.
And therefore, since that's the same as Ashragalano
also shouldn't have followed the Halav. Therefore, he's been arguing with it. That was Rabbi Nahag.
If it does, then it must be that it's not, that it's Shvach,
you have to start with the bracha. He's chaylik on the Rabbeinu Haggai.
Even
if it's Shvach, he should start with the bracha. You see, Ashigalona starts with the bracha. That can't be the reason. The reason why Ashigalona starts with the bracha and Yalucha doesn't is for completely different reason. Yalucha and Ashigalona are a pair of brachas. They're both instituted on the two crates, the extra two crates that you drink on Seder night. And therefore, since it's a pair, Ashigalona starts and Yalucha ends.
So he's arguing that Tosfos is saying that Tosfos normally is a bit of a Shvach that's required.
Right. Right.
So he would hold, so how would Iran hold about all the other?
Right. He's right. So you have to go through another Iran. You have to plug that into that taser of Dalit and work through all the rise of tasers and all the Iran will say to answer that. Stop. It's good to have Zohar Mir to send. Inami. Yeah, that's right up to Inami. Inami, the fee. Shebechet Yalelucha. Oh, he's got new toes now. You want to know why Yaluch doesn't start with the bracha? Not because of the shlach. No. Yaluch already should start with the bracha. But because there is a chiddush. Fish the birchas yaluchah. For yomim shekoyah ben esalam. On the days that you eat alam. Smucha. It's called smucha. Why is it smucha on the days that you eat alam? Why is it smucha? Because there's a bracha at the beginning of Hanam. There's a bracha at the beginning of Hanam. Ve'ein epizacha, so nefer doesn't start with the bracha. After leilat shochim. Therefore, even on El Pesach, she'ein es smucha, it's not smucha. Le'roh nifteach bo. They didn't want to start the bracha with the baruch. She'le'rotsu. Lesakein, they didn't want to institute bracha achas, one bracha, v'shtei matbeos, and two, literally coins, but it means two neschois. One bracha, two neschois. Kedei, shelo yavoi, liftoyach bo, v'zman shehi smucha. So that, it shouldn't come to open the bracha, the alucha, with the bracha, even when it is next to the opening bracha of Hallel. He's a chiddush. He's saying, according to the Ram, the bracha of the Alelucha is a coincidence. It happens to be the same bracha as Birchas Hallel, but it's got no shaykhus. Birchas Hallel is a Birchas Mitzvahs, and the Alelucha on Seder Night is a Birchas Hashem. So it's got no shaykhus. It just happens to be a major coincidence that they use the same bracha for both. That says the Ram. The klal is, that we've learned already before, the klal is that if in any situation the bracha is smucha, then you never start this bracha with bracha. That is enough to dull and brought down a few, right? So that if in any situation the bracha, Moshe Tfilis Aderech, Tfilis Aderech doesn't start with the bracha. Why? Because sometimes it's smucha lechaverza. So therefore it never starts with the Baruch. And there's other examples, says the Kuf Dalit said. So if in any situation the Baruch is smukha lechaverto, then it never starts with the Baruch. Even if right now it's not smukha lechaverto. Now the Ram's taking that much further and saying, not only if it's the same Baruch that's not smukha lechaverto, but even if it happens to be the same words, it's not acting as the same Baruch at all. On Seder night, the reason why I say Aluch is not Birchus HaMitzvah, it happens to be just Birchus HaMitzvah, but we happen to say these words. So also in that case, Chazal don't differentiate and they say, since sometimes this bracha, these words, would be a bracha, smucha lechaverto, so to now on Seder night, these words are treated exactly the same way, so that people don't get mixed up. That's a chiddush in the Ram. V'zeh yeister maskim in ma'asek asavti lemal. I don't know if I wrote this. No, that was it. Red spots. Yeah, there was a whole long psalm they brought which I missed out. So, right, Zel. So how does it work out? What's come out according to our Ram? How many halakim do we have? What is the bracha of Yalelucha? That's right, we can say it for everyone if you want. What's the bracha of Yalelucha?
Sheva.
So how do we come? So we've had how many shittas? How many shittas we have for Yalelucha? Some of them overlap, some do overlap. So Tosfos held, the first Malach of Tosfos and the Ramban, they held that you make a bracha before you begin Hallel, and Yalucha is simply a bracha smucha lechaverto, tibis amitzvahs. Well, that's definitely shouldn't talk between, stand talking between these two brachas, because it's esek. Just like Peter said by Baruch Sha'ama, and you start, maybe it's not such a right, that's here they instituted the meal. Okay, forget what I said, so scratch. So you have, it comes to Peter, it comes to Ramban, it's a bracha smucha lechaverto, they're both brachas amitzvahs. Because of Haigai, there is no bracha at the beginning of Hallel, and that's our minig. We don't make a bracha at the beginning of Hallel. The Kunzer of Aigoyin, so what's Yalucha? Stam of Birch Dashir. Come to the Ran, it's also, he's also masking to the Bracha at the beginning of Halam. That's Aminig. He also masking to that. But what's Birch Yalucha? The Bracha of the Abba Krisis. Connected with Ashigar Alana. It's connected to that. Mamina, Ashigar Alana is the opening Bracha and Yalucha is the concluding Bracha. Yeah, it's good.
What's the wrong reasoning at the end of the day for why we don't make a bracha at the beginning of Halam?
Why don't we? Because it's not a bracha. It's not a bracha of Halam. It's not Halam. We're doing it. It's meant. It's like the Haigan says. Meant to be a offshoot of Sibbis.
So doesn't his bronze last carriage like reject Haigan?
The only reason why he rejects him is because he didn't like what he said about the bit of Sashir, why he doesn't start with bracha. That's why he rejected him. And that's why he had to come on to link it as you go along. But the fact that he didn't make a bracha on it, on Halo, he could agree to with how you go on that. Yeah. Otherwise, if you do make a bracha plan, then why is he coming to answer about Sofer Lucha Be'elta? Why did the Rana have to come explain that Yalucha is a continuation of Asher Go'alon? Why didn't he just say it's Lucha to the bracha they make at the beginning of Halo?
No, for sure you only don't make a bracha.
Right.
The question of what the Torah was.
Right, so once you have two Rishonim of both holds, they don't make a bracha at the beginning of Halo. And one gives a reason to it, and the other one doesn't argue on that point. So they agree to it. Try and minimize machlokesim. So at the end of the day, what we have to take out from this book is, we have Shem on Seder night. We will be doing Seder. On Be'eret and Shana, in good health. And we'll be coming to the end of Magid. And we'll be starting Halal. And what we're meant to be thinking to ourselves. So what you could be thinking to yourself is, very good, come to Ramban and be making bracha now. But we don't make a bracha. Why don't we make a bracha? Is it because of stopping brachas? Could be. Or, we don't make a bracha because we have to realize that this halal that we're saying is not just part of the text. It has to mamish feel it. That we've just come out of Mitzrayim, we're feeling so great, and we just want to express our appreciation to Hashem. It's part of the continuation of the Shibbutz in Mitzrayim. We shouldn't keep this feeling to ourselves, but we should share it with the rest of the family, right? You can take out the run if you want, but even without that, but best not to take out the run. But to show them, to express to them that this is meant to be a spontaneous feeling of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem for what we've been through. And then after a benching, we start again Leilonu. Do we make a bracha then? Does anyone make a bracha before you start Leilonu? Come to any of the Rishonim, we can make a bracha for Leilonu. You're saying Rambam or Ramban? Pastors. The pastor is you wouldn't make a bracha. The pastor wouldn't make a bracha. The only reason why you would is because there has to be the shul in between, which is what Tesis, which the Shane and Rabbah did that. There was a bit of a muscle issue. Half a second. The lesson of the Rosh, my Bechus Hashir, Rav Yehuda Amir Yalucha, Mekan Raya, She'ein Nevarch Ala Halel La'ach HaSudah. You don't make a bracha on Halel after the meal. Because if you did, then of course you would make Yalucha. And then the Rosh says, no, it could be that you do make a bracha. The reason why the chiddush is because even if your minig is not to say alelucha, on Seder night you do. So, I don't know. In the Rosh, maybe a bit mashmois that you make a bracha after the meal, but definitely in the Rishon Whiskin in the Ran, there was no such thought. You don't make a bracha after Halal, after the Suda. Why? Because even if you're healthy, you do make a bracha on Halal, but the meal's not a hester. The meal's not a hester.
The bracha would be on the
where he had the seven cups.
Yeah.
On that,
That's it. That's if you withhold, you make a bracha. The Maaseh, we said the minhag is you don't make a bracha on Ala Bechlal, and we have, when you get to Yalucha, we have two reasons why Yalucha starts with Yalucha and doesn't start with Baruch. Either because Yalucha is just a Birch Hashir, and Birch Hashir doesn't need a Baruch, that's a minhag. The Ram didn't like that because it starts with Yalonish and start with Baruch, and the reason why Yalucha doesn't start with Baruch is it's connected to the bracha of Asher Galonu. Both of them are brachas which were instituted due to the fact that we're drinking tonight two extra cups. Oh, Inami, yes, quite right, thank you for reminding me, quite right. Inami, a different reason. Really, Bemet has got no connection to Yalucha. And it's a bit of a share like Rav Haigoin. And the reason why it doesn't start with the Baruch is not because of Rav Haigoin, it's a bit of a share. The bit of a share would also have to start with the Baruch. But since the same words are the same words that you say at the end of Hallel, normally, with a, and then it's Lucha Lucha Merza, so therefore Chazal didn't differentiate between the studies, and you always stay without a bracha at the beginning. Simon Binyan, so that's what about you? That was the second. Said the Gemara and Erechim was not mashma like that. That was how he answered it. That was according to the Rambam, that's how he answered it. Couldn't have high grade. No. The high grade understanding that the passage of Erechim is not like the second Sefer, and therefore you go like Erechim. Yeah, Rana and Rav Haigoin. Rana and Rav Haigoin both hold that you don't make a bracha at the beginning. So they must hold that the Gemara in Erechim is not mashma like the Sefer Sefer. And therefore we pass it like the Gemara in Erechim. Why do we pass it in Erechim?
Why not Gemara
in Erechim? One, the Sefer Sefer is not brought down in Shas. It's the Sefer from Christus which is brought down. So the Gemara in Erechim takes the precedent. A price and you have a Gemara which is brought down to
it.
Of course the answer there. Every nation's got to answer up. So if you hold, they do make a bracha. So Gomes had to say from which says like this, I Eirchin, I'll say some Shuritzin. Or you could say the other hand, pastors Eirchin is you don't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha. The answers he gave were answers. Yeah. Oh yeah, in shul. The Mishnah Sefer says that the reason why you don't do it at home is because you did it in shul. Say that, but for people that don't do it in shul, also don't say a bracha. Halacha Maisa. We all know have Haigan and Iran. You don't make a bracha. In shul you do, but not at home. I mean, even those that have a minute not to do in shul, right? In they don't do halal and shul Friday night. The women didn't do halal and shul Friday in the night. So they don't say bracha when they get home.
Really? Because I thought Rav said you would have to say the bracha before and after.
According to the first line, it comes around like, yeah. It comes around high going. If you start making bracha, I'll shut you up. Shas can only say this. It's got permission.
How do we know that if
but he said clearly, if I go in Kotha B'tshuva, Shein Mevokhin Al Halal Shabalel Tzachim Ligmes Halal, Shein Ono Kori Neitha B'tayis Kori, El B'tayis Oye Mashiach. Wasn't that because he said in Shura Adi?
You have to kneel.
So he doesn't say the reason why you don't say it with a bracha is because you've already said in Shura. He said because this Halal doesn't deserve a bracha. So even if you didn't say in Shura, wouldn't be making a bracha. And that's what I guess. You're right. Seems simple, I'm not like that. The Gemara in Eichin seems simple, I like you said. So the Shadik, which one you? Something has to get.
Well, how are you doing that?
Right.
We have a right that says to do it. Another right that seems to say doesn't say not to do it. It doesn't list it. And give an answer, a plausible answer to why it doesn't list it. And then we're ignoring it. We have a clear right that says to do it.
I believe you're there. Yeah, you do it. That's good. You understand? Because you've got a clear mind there, you've missed out. Now you've got some Jerusalem. I've seen some Jerusalem. What's Jerusalem? They didn't say the one of the mitzvah. Do you remember something else on here? But this terrorist didn't say the one of the mitzvah is not such a great terrorist. Because then why didn't Seth Sephirim not bring the one of Halal that he's there in the Shech Lekom Pesach? It's not such a great terrorist. But it was a terrorist. The Vaigan said, the Pastor of the Gemara Eche, and come to the Shech Lekom Pesach. Full stop. Sounds like the Gemara.
Beforehand,
in relation to 3, to Ron and one of the
Pythons,
this is the reason why you don't make a brother in our Luka, because it was spoken
before.
Ah, so it's the same, good. Yeah. Yeah, very good. Yeah, yeah. Right, right. Even though it's not Sukkot of Avodah Zarah, he says, because you don't make a brother beforehand, there's Sukkot beforehand, and therefore we know where the beginning of the bracha is.
It's interesting.
Two things, one thing, let me just add to that. That place is also saying it's a good verse of Shev. The verse of Shev doesn't need the brach to begin with. So the place tells that even though you don't need the brach to begin with, you need to know where the brach begins. That was where we said that Asher Baruch Sos and Simcha, some brachas start with Baruch, some brachas don't, even though they're all Sheva. He said because as a rule, that brach has to know where the brach begins. They tell that if there's psukim beforehand, then we'll know where the brach begins.
Only by Sheva.
You caught me on a back leg. I have to look again. I remember the tall brought that down, and there was the Ikaron. It doesn't need the bracha to begin with, either because it's just tefillah, or because it's generally spoken of as in Shemir tefillah. Would be spoken of as that. So therefore, it really doesn't need the bracha. Just to make it a bit like you eat beforehand. You make a bracha beforehand. But that itself, I don't think, would have been enough to make it called Smukhra Chavasi. I think, if I remember correctly, it was anyway not Smukhra. Anyway, it didn't need a bracha beforehand. We can check that up afterwards. But I think that's what the source says. It's all very good. So that was a very big figure of what we managed to learn. Yes, sorry.
Well, it's all the source that said that it's 18 times a year. So, was it that if you're saying it, you don't have a rock?
No, you do. The Gemara says, Yochid Gemara Sahara, Tasis and Rock, but it says, Yochid Ladap, Gemara Sahara, it says, every person who says Hallel, yeah. Okay, that's Baruch Hashem. We're now going to take a long leap to Tanan Hoffman, so I'm going to test on the last words of Kufi Tessam Aleph. We'll get to the Mishnah. The Mishnah is there, the sugya is quite an easy sugya. And then after that, it starts heavy Gemara bit.
With the Mishnah.
It's still the Mishnah. Not
yeah,
using it
again.
Yeah, from the Mishnah, we start with Kotchin. And you've always wanted to learn a bit of Kotchin. So, let's go through it together. And there we are. There's a taster at the top here. I'm still trying to work on it. It's a small little taster, but if you test on the base, still trying to work on it.
A lot.
I haven't cracked it yet. Yes, Chef. Hopefully, by the next time we meet. I've got a fall off. It's like a two line taster. On the Tesla bit. Otherwise, that's Gemara. Spam is more difficult. Those of you that want to spend extra time to do Chazon the run, I'm all for it. I'm really all for it. I think it's a good thing to spend as much time as you can to tie up and nail down what you've got. If I were you, and it's just how I would have learned the sugha, I would be making notes of every Rishon that we saw, how he answers what Yalukha is, how the answer is Lukha Sukha Khaleza, Yadarashi, Rasbam, and Tetris. The Ram, the three Ram, and the Ram, the other places, it's Kedaitu, we must talk him to make yourself know it. And that's where we're holding. Yeah. Don't come to me today to ask me what's shot in it, because I don't know yet. So.